Is marriage the antidote to poverty? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Marriage is on the skids in this country, and Rick Santorum has been sounding the alarm.
We've seen the percentage of people married in this country over the last 30 years has dropped from 71% of people over the age of 18 being married 30 years ago, now down to just 51%, and that number dropped 5 percentage points in the last 3 years.
It's not just a moral issue.
It's also important for our economy. Two-parent families in America are much less likely to be in poverty.
You've heard this many times. Two-parent families much less likely to be in poverty. Therefore, by encouraging marriage, we can bring the economy back. And yet, a Valentine's Day report just issued by Brookings tracks marriage rates and incomes over the last 40 years. And it finds that for men earning in the top 10%, there is no marriage crisis. More than 80% are married. It's for men earning at the bottom that the marriage rate has dropped down to 50%. And this was happening before gay marriage. Instead, it seems to track with the disappearance of well-paid working-class jobs. You see, women still want to get married, but with one caveat. Social scientists call this the Beyoncé ultimatum. They want a ring on it, a picket fence around it, and a roof over it. And a man can't do that unless he has a job. It's not the two-parent household that'll bring the economy back. It's the economy that will bring the two-parent household back. Guys, what she really wants for Valentine's Day is to see your pay stub. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.